With a December 31st deadline approaching to spend the remaining $75,000 of the state's $100,000 block grant for COVID-19 expenses, the Pocahontas County Commissioners, at their October 6th meeting, committed to spend a big chunk of that remaining balance. First, they committed $5,000 to protect courthouse personnel from infections, which includes almost $4,000 to erect a people barrier in front of the door to the assessor's office to prevent the public from walking in freely. This took the remaining grant balance down to $70,000. Commissioner Helmick suggested that $10,000 be held back until closer to the December 31st deadline for any health-related emergencies that might arise. This took the remaining grant balance down to $60,000. Next, they listened to the mayors of the three incorporated towns in the county, Marlinton, Durbin, and Hillsborough, who presented ideas such as, at Hillsborough, the need for a part-time secretary to handle COVID-related paperwork. At Marlinton, the need for an improved audio-visual system to allow the public to better hear town council and other virtual meetings. Equipment to check temperatures of people entering town meetings, additional personal protection equipment, and funds to make up for water and sewer lost revenues due to the COVID-19 related ban on suspending service when customers don't pay their utility bills. At Durbin, the mayor submitted to the commissioners a written request for $3,320 for various COVID-19 expenses. With the exception of the Durbin request, the other mayors did not submit any total amount of money needed. The commissioners voted to offer $10,000 at this time to each of the three towns. However, it will be payable to them only when the towns submit invoices to the commission for each of their proposed purchases. This reduces the available uncommitted funds in the grant to $30,000. They said that that remaining money would also go to the towns, but at a later date. Later in the meeting, in another agenda item, the commissioners voted to spend up to $1,700 each for two handheld automatic sanitizing foggers to cleanse and disinfect the courthouse and other county buildings and vehicles. This money will come out of the $10,000 of the block grant funds that they had set aside earlier in the meeting for emergencies. They voted to renew their lease with the West Virginia Division of Forestry at its current rate of $250 per month for that agency to continue to use office space at the former Shoe Factory County building. They tabled until next month the writing of a letter of support for the Greenbrier Valley Economic Development Corporation. This was about the Greenbrier Valley Economic Development Corporation selling the Board of Education's Green Bank property, also known as the Slavin property, to Jacob Meck. The commissioners delayed action on this because they wanted input from the Board of Education before writing this letter. They voted to keep the Greenbrier Valley Economic Development Corporation as the lead economic development agency for the county for the 2020-2021 fiscal year. And they discussed an executive or closed session with their attorney, County Prosecutor Eugene Simmons, in response to a letter that had requested a change in classification of various properties, but they took no official action on this at this time. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.